Hallelujah. Praise God. It's our communion service, and by the grace of God, I'm going to speak around the authority of the believer. Amen. How many of us want to know how much authority we have as believers? Praise God. The authority of the believer. I'm going to be speaking around that tonight, and I just want you to be attentive and allow the Spirit of God minister to you. Amen. How do you think God feels whenever he sees his children, believers, living a defeated life? How do you think God feels whenever he sees that we are beggarly, poor, looking defeated, depressed, oppressed, fearful, sin-inflicted, sickly, poor? How do you think God feels? You think God feels good? You think God feels excited? Like he sees believers like that and he's smiling. Wow, I like them. If the believer lives a defeated life, it is a sign that something is wrong. It is either somebody begins to think that what we claim that Jesus did, he never did it, of which I am super convinced that it has nothing to do with him. It has everything to do with the believer and the understanding of the believer. God is never happy when he sees you live a defeated life. He's never happy when he sees you living an afflicted life, oppressed, depressed. Wake up this morning and feel weak, like something is pressing you, coming over your body. Wake up the next morning and you are depressed, sad, moody. You know, God doesn't feel happy about it. He doesn't. And there's no how God's going to feel happy about that, because he can't be excited to see his children suffer. Now, if you were the one, a parent, you see your children suffering, would you smile, excited? You clap for them? How do you feel? You feel sad. You feel pained. You feel like this is not my plan for you. And if you look through the pages of scripture, you'll be able to see God's plan for us. Please listen to me. Just follow. I'm just going to build up here and there and be able to heat it up. Or the failure of the believer is as a result of something lacking, and it has nothing to do with God. It has everything to do with that believer. Look at what the Bible says in Luke chapter 11 from verse 9 to 13. Let's see what the Bible says there. Luke 11, 9 to 13. Can we read it together? One to go. Can we do it? And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Don't be in a hurry. Let's do it together. Knock, and the door, and it shall be opened unto you. Go ahead. For everyone that ask, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And he that knocketh, it shall be opened. That's King James. Sometimes, let's do NKJV, so that we don't keep knocketh and seeketh and findeth. I know you don't write like that again, so we shouldn't be reading like that. So let's do New King James Version, please. NKJV. What's wrong? Okay, let's continue as we watch him switch everything. Okay, one to go. If a son shall ask, so I say to you, okay. No, go back. Take us. We have moved. Okay, let's do. One to go now. If a son asks for bread from any father amongst you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, hold on. This is Jesus speaking. And Jesus says, if you then, fathers, he's talking to the people in the crowd now, referring to the fathers. Then he says, if you then, being fathers, your fathers, if you will not give your son a scorpion when he asks for egg, a stone when he asks for bread, or serpent when he asks for fish. He said, you guys, human beings, the heart of man is evil. So he says, if you, human beings with evil hearts, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who do what? Ask him. So he gives a scenario here saying, if you human beings, being evil, know how to give good gifts, the Heavenly Father is better. He will do much more. He will not do anything less. You will not ask God for life and he gives you death. You will not ask God for success and he gives you failure. You will not ask God for prosperity and he gives you poverty. You will not ask God for a life that is happy and he gives you a sad one. No. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, he says, how much more your heavenly Father will he not give the Holy Spirit, that is the best gift that you can ever ask? The Holy Spirit. Even Jesus said, my coming here is beautiful. I am precious. A child is born, a son is given. But there is something important that you need to have. The only way God can live inside of you is by the Holy Spirit. So Jesus said, I will leave so that I will send you the promise of the Father. So God has given us everything. Can you say God has given us everything? In the person of the Holy Spirit, God has given us how many things? In the person of the Holy Spirit, God has given us how many things? God has given us how many things? Tap your neighbor. God has given us how many things? What did your neighbor say? A few things. Some of the things, everything. Somebody say everything. Can you say the believer has everything? The Bible says God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. If you are not walking in the reality of it, the problem, it is a knowledge problem. That's why Paul started preaching to the church, and guess what he said to them? He said, I pray for you that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened so that you will know what the hope of your calling is. So that you will know what the hidden riches of the inheritance of the saints is. Another time he said, grow in grace and in what? The knowledge. The knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The more you get to know him, the more you see your realities, what belongs to you, you can lay hold of what is yours. You can completely take a hold of everything that belongs to you. Am I communicating? So a believer is one who has known Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Talking about the believer's authority. So now I know Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I have eternal life. Can you say I have eternal life? Oh, you're not saying it loud. Can you say it loud? I have eternal life. And eternal life is the life of God. In John chapter 1, verse 5, First John chapter 5, verse 13, Paul said, I write unto you so that you will know that you have eternal life. In other words, he was trying to create the knowledge. A lot of them were not aware of what they had. They weren't sure. So they were still contemplating, do we have it? Are we going to have it when we get to heaven? Are we really saved? Are we not saved? Do we have what God has said? He said, no. These things I write unto you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. I have eternal life. Oh, you're not saying it. I have eternal life. I'm writing so that you may know that you have eternal life. I have eternal life. Eternal life is at work in me. The life of God is at work in me. This is Christ in me. Oh, Jesus, it is Christ in me. Eternal life is Christ in me. The hope of glory. When you catch a revelation of that word, your life will never be the same again. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Sickness, you cannot stay here. Why? Christ in me, the hope of glory. I can never be depressed again in my life. Why? Christ in me, the hope of glory. And somebody says, oh, you don't understand. Depression doesn't have to do with things that are spiritual. Sometimes just, oh, listen to me. The origin of every problem on the face of the earth is sin. And sin came as a result of the fact that Satan took a hold of man. So whatever it is, now we know that many conditions of depression are not exactly satanic or demonic. But you see, when it lingers, when it gets chronic, a demon is in charge. It can start ordinarily. You understand what I'm saying here? It starts ordinarily. You're anxious. You're worried about a particular thing. Then you fall into that. There's a spirit called the spirit of despair. It's the spirit of despair that is in charge of depression. The spirit that makes you feel like there's no hope again. I don't have hope. This thing is not working for me. I don't have hope. I'm useless. I'm not important. Others are more important than myself. Then why am I here? And as soon as you begin to think that way, a demon begins to say, yes, that's who you are. Hopeless. Nothing good can come out of your life. Can't you see you? That's a demon. Not every sickness is demonic. But every sickness has its roots in the fall of man. Do you understand that? Every sickness has its root. Sometimes it's carelessness, whatever. But all of a sudden it stays in your body and it continues and it has a hold of you and begins to destroy you. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Satan is somewhere there. It's a spirit of infirmity. You must understand it. Don't nurse any sickness and say, okay, it's just there, it's just there. No. I refuse to be defeated in life. I will never be defeated in life. I come across a lot of people who are saved, and after they get saved, they still feel ashamed of the life they used to lead before. Oh, they see me on our streets. People are looking at me. Ashamed? You don't know who you are. If you know who you are, you would know that everything about your past is white. Imagine somebody who's trying to harass you, and the person has a SIM card that contains, okay, let me use it this way. A young lady is being harassed by a guy with a SIM card that contains a sex video that's supposed to, he's claiming it's going to let go viral. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I know you like this part. You like to listen to things like this. So he's standing in front of you here, and he's saying, I will let this thing go viral. Then all of a sudden, you're on your knees. You're like, sorry, don't do that, please. Everybody's going to see me. Now, you are afraid because you don't want him to expose you. Is that not? So just imagine that while he's saying, I will let it go viral. You're such a stupid person. As he's saying it, the SIM card drops from his hand into the garbage. You will stand up and walk away. Is that not? Would you still say, sorry, please. Sorry, please. Would you be looking for the SIM card? Would you be interested in what he's saying? What would you do? No, I know some girls that have my say, stupid idiots. See your life. Useless guy. Because All the evidence that he has, it is gone. In Colossians, the Bible says, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances. The ordinances written against you. He nailed them to the cross. Jesus blotted everything out. And somebody says, I'm ashamed of walking in the street, the same street where I was born, where I misbehaved, I did prostitution and everything. Hey, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. Anybody can say whatever they want to say. That old man is dead and gone. Anybody can say whatever they want to say. I don't care. You know why? I'm new. Not refurbished. Not refurbished. Not repaired. Not repair. I don't know what other word adjective to qualify. It's new. Somebody say new. If any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Do you know that scripture? Let's quote it together with some passion. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become. One more time, can you do it now? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become. The way you will walk out on that guy and say, stupid boy. That's how you walk out of Satan and say, idiotic Satan, I'm out of your mess. Jesus nailed it to the cross. He has settled my past. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is this understanding that we have when we come before the blood of Jesus. It is the blood of the covenant. It is the blood that gives the believer authority. It is the blood that gives the believer audacity. It is the blood that gives you boldness. Because you know that he finished everything on the cross. Am I communicating? You know that he has finished it. He settled it. I don't care what the devil is saying anymore. He doesn't have any evidence. Nothing to hold. You know why? Jesus flogged the devil hard when he went to the hell. When he got to hell, he flogged him hard. The Bible says he brought him out. He dragged him. And he was in triumphant procession. Those days, when you get a captive of war, you would drag them. Sometimes maybe on a horse. Or you cut off their head and use it for public display around the street. He made an open show of principalities and powers. For your sake, he triumphed over them. And he doesn't expect to see you wallowing in self-defeat, in condemnation, and saying, oh, Satan, you still have anything. No, Satan has got nothing on me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He's got nothing on me. Because I'm a new creation. Jesus paid the price for me on the cross of Calvary. He has settled everything. Can you say to yourself, it is settled? Oh, can you say it is settled? Jesus settled everything. So I have authority over all the powers of darkness. Yes. Authority. And the devil is saying, look at you. Who told you you have authority? I'll get you after the service. Say, no, Satan, that's a lie. I'm being loaded with the word of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The more of God's word you know, the more authority, the more the consciousness of your authority. The more of God's word you know, the more conscious you are of who you are. And you can stand tall to say, devil, shut up. You tried it 2 days ago. I am wiser now. You tried it yesterday, but not now. Because I know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? So many of us, since after you accepted Christ into your heart, the devil still has so much holding on to you. He has so much hanging on to you. He has so much, you know, it's because you're giving him a foothold. I'm going to show you how people give the devil foothold this evening, and I'll move on to share a bit about the authority of the believer with you. Are you here in this service tonight? Are you ready to learn? Good. Luke chapter 10, 17 to 19. Let's read it together. Luke chapter 10, 17 to 19. Everybody, let's read it once ago. Then the 70 returned with joy. Huh? Lord, even the demons are subject to us. Did you hear that? They came back to Jesus. He sent them on errand. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Jesus sent them on errand. So when they went out 2-2, they went to deal with demons. They went to deal with Satans. They went to deal with evil spirits. Some people believe that it is the pastor's responsibility to deal with evil spirits. An evangelist can handle it. A prophet, a teacher, a pastor. Yeah. Apostles. Oh. Some people believe that apostles have higher ranking in dealing with demons. Teachers have lesser ranking. Pastors have small grace. Evangelists, they're on the field, so they have grace. Prophets, that one can scatter devil. No. These signs shall follow them that believe. He didn't say apostles. He didn't say prophets. No, these are gifts given to the body to prepare you so that the signs can follow you. Do you understand? Hey, you don't understand what I'm saying. Have you not been to school and after you were taught by your teacher, somehow you knew better than your teacher? I know it's sounding strange, like, Pastor, no. How can we know all these things you're saying? You talk a lot of things. When will I get to know all these things? No. The truth is this. The assignment of the fivefold is to prepare the believer so that you can take charge. So that you can be in control. And every student that knows well, the teacher knows that this student is passing. Are you getting what I'm saying? So these guys came back to Jesus like they brought their report cards to Jesus at the end of the term. Can you see it now? So they came to Jesus. Then the 70 returned with joy saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your what? Name. That means in the authority of the name that you gave to us. So they started using the name of Jesus here. Is that not? Of course, they couldn't use their own name. If they had done that, or flog them. Okay. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. Somebody say all. You're not saying it, say all. Can you say it loud? Say all. Let me tell you. 100 people can sit in a service. If only 2 people believe, they'll get answers. It is proof that God is working. It's just your faith. You have to believe it. Say, no, it's not true. It's not true. Oh, that's what Jesus said. He said, I give you authority. You know, in law, there's what we call the power of attorney. How many of us know what the power of attorney is? Power of attorney? Any lawyer in house, power of attorney? Okay, let the mic go. Let the mic go. Somebody wants to say something. Okay. You don't have to be a lawyer anyway, but you want to talk about power of attorney. Where? Okay, somewhere around here. It's not power of Anthony, it's power of attorney. I want you to listen attentively. Practical things around the face of the world, they are used to explain spiritual realities. Do we understand? Okay.
Oh, good evening, everyone. So power of attorney basically is an authority transferred to someone else to sell a property on your behalf.
Okay.
Like you write a document giving the person authority to sell a property or lease out a property on your behalf.
Okay, on your behalf. So you give the person what?
Like a document saying that you have the right to sell this property for me.
So the document gives the person
the authority to sell the property.
The authority to do on your behalf what you should have done by yourself.
Exactly.
So the extent at which the person has authority, if it's just to sell, sell. If it is to lease, lease. If it is to just rent, rent. So the person has a power of what? Attorney. Okay. So the person who's giving the person authority must have authority. Is that not?
Yes, sir.
Because delegatus non protes delegare. That means. So, that means. who's a lawyer or somebody into law knows that? What did I just say? Do you know what I just said? You said what? You cannot delegate an authority that you don't have. It is the authority that you have that you can. What is within that you have that you can delegate? Are we here together? So you that, like somebody saying Nemo that would not have bet too. You can't give what you don't have. Listen, it's not a law class. It's, you know, the Bible is a book of the law. So you must understand that a lot of things in the legal world apply to the things in scripture. It's just simple. Old Testament, New Testament. It's like saying old covenant, new covenant. It's like an agreement. Old contract, new contract. Old agreement, new agreement. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Yes. A person who does not have the ability to delegate something, does not have the right, cannot delegate that thing. He doesn't have it. So now Jesus is looking at these people and he's telling them, he said, I. In other words, look at the person who is giving you the authority. The person who is giving you the authority has all the power in heaven and on what? On earth. So I have all the power in heaven and on earth, and now I am giving you authority. In other words, to what extent? He says, to trample on serpents and scorpions. What is the extent? What is the scope? What is the limits? The jurisdiction? How much can I cover? He says, all the power of the devil. All. Somebody say all. So there are no big demons that you cannot handle. There are no special demons that we cannot deal with. Because Jesus said, all the power of the word, enemy. All the power of the word. Oh God, you guys are not saying it. Then it's like, all the power of what?
Enemy.
Somebody say all.
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 Look at, like, say all.
All.
All is a word that says it is all inclusive. Everything without exemption. Is that not? No exemption. Everything. Everything. Whatever it is. In fact, I'm going to show you where he said all power. Jesus speaking here. He said all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto. Look at. If Jesus says all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. And he says, behold, I give unto you what? The power that he's given to us. Your faith given to us. It must be the one that is in heaven and where? Oh, you didn't get that. Did you get that? Did you get that? I'll come again. This man has all the authority in heaven and where? On earth. So he comes to you and he says, I want you to do on my behalf what I should have been doing. Everything in scripture shows that delegation. He says in scripture, greater works than these shall ye do because I go unto my Father. He now says, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. In other words, you are a man that is sent. Can you say, I am sent?
I am sent.
It's not, I didn't come in my power. I didn't come in my name. I didn't come in my power. I didn't come in my name. I'm telling you that somebody sent me here. And the person that sent me here has all authority. Somebody say, all authority.
All authority.
Oh, you didn't get that. Can you say, all authority?
All authority.
I don't want to rush this message. I want it to sink so that when you're taking the communion today, you have understanding again. You have understanding again that this blood, the revelation behind the power of the blood. All authority. So he says, I give unto you power, authority. The word there, authority, the other one is power. That means authority is something that can be delegated. Are we here together now? So I am delegating to you so that you can trample on the serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemies. And guess the next line. He says, nothing. Shall by any means, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. So I am not casting out the devil. And I'm saying, get out now in the name of Jesus. Then after the vigil, I'm going up. I say, Father, I cover myself with the blood. I cover myself with the blood. No, nothing shall by any means. Do you understand that? We're not having a service in church, and while we're praying and dealing with things, a believer is in the congregation, and he says, ah, he's not going to cast, make him look at me. Make him look at me. Are you that open? Nothing shall by any means. Nothing. Somebody say nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, you're not saying it loud. Nothing.
Nothing.
Look at your neighbor, educate your neighbor a little bit. Say, neighbor,
Jesus
said,
nothing
shall by any means
hurt you.
Look at the person and say, neighbor.
Jesus
said,
all power
in heaven
and on earth
has been given
unto you.
Tell your neighbor, you have power. Oh, you didn't say it.
Nothing shall by any means hurt you. I have power. I have authority. Authority that is not delegated to you, that you don't have, you can't delegate. It is the one you have that you can delegate. Is that not? So if I have authority given to me, Jesus is saying that I have authority given to me, I'm delegating to you. Do you get what I'm saying now? Yes. Something just came to my mind as we're speaking. You know, when I was trying to explain the legal maxim, delegatus non protegere. Now, in the legal parlance, it is said that you cannot further delegate a delegated authority. That means if it is delegated to you, you cannot delegate it. Is that not? But in this context, God has handed everything over to Jesus. And Jesus is saying, I'm giving it to you. Hello? Jesus is giving it to who? I'm giving it to whom? As the Father has, so send I. As the Father has, so send I. The way I have all the power, so I have given unto you all. I have given unto you all. But in this context, for us as believers, that means the power that Jesus has, the Bible says, for in him dwelleth bodily the fullness of God. It pleased the Father that in Jesus should dwell bodily the fullness of the Godhead. So all power is in heaven and earth has been given unto. And Jesus is saying, I give unto you power to trample upon serpents, upon scorpions, upon all the power of the enemies, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. So you went out to preach to somebody, and when you went to preach to the person as a believer, you know, the person shook you and you felt a headache. And Satan says, he has put something inside of you. You say, no, nothing shall by any means hurt me. You know why? I'm acting on the authority given to me by Jesus. You know, the devil will do that so that as soon as you believe that there is a headache, the head will now ache a little more. It will ache a little more. And you know, the devil doesn't have power. How many of you know that the devil doesn't have power? The devil thrives on deception. It doesn't really have power. In other words, the best he can do is to deceive you so that you don't see what you have. Then he holds on to what is yours, claiming and telling you don't have it. He's with it. He's taking it now and saying you don't have it because he succeeded to deceive you from believing that what you actually have, you don't have. So he entered the Garden of Eden and he said, you will be like God. So Eve forgot that she was actually a god. So she wanted to be a god while she was God. So the devil says that you don't have health. Whereas Jesus Christ, Bible says, he on the cross of Calvary bore our sicknesses. By his stripes we were healed. So he comes to you and try to inflict you with sickness and disease, one symptom or the other, and he says that you are sick. Instead of you to say, no, I am healed, or I have been healed over 2,000 years ago, you now begin to say, oh, my sickness. So he says, yes. He was able to fight in your mind. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Where do strongholds stay? Where do strongholds stay? Strongholds are not physical things built up like houses that you have to break. The stronghold is in the mind. I'm going to show you something tonight. You see, I'm just trying to be calm about it. Are you learning anything? Very well. So, you see what Jesus says there? He says, all the power of the enemies, and nothing shall by any means do what? Hurt you. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 12. Ephesians 6, 10 to 12. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 12. Finally, my brethren, put on the whole that you may be able to for you to stand against the wiles of the devil. You must put on the whole. So if a person doesn't put on the whole armor of God, you should not fight when you don't have armor on. You must have your armor on before you fight. You know the reason a lot of believers are defeated? They don't have their armor on. Don't. That's why they are defeated. It's not because power has not been given,
but they are not putting on the whole armor of God, so that you are able to stand against the what? W-I-L-E-S. What does it mean? Wiles. Wiles. All the what? The tactics, strategy, methods that the devil will use. Are we here together now? In other words, the Bible is saying what he has is just tricks. He just has this strategy. So Paul speaking one, he said, we are not ignorant of the devices. Child of God, you need to grow and come to understand that whatever the devil is doing, he's playing games. He doesn't have anything. He's playing games. He was defeated. Jesus stripped the devil naked. Jesus put the devil off balance. It is only the space that the believer gives to the devil that he has. If you give him space in your marriage, he will take the marriage. If you give him space in your business, he will take the business. If you give him space in your career, he will eat it up. If you give him space in your health, he will eat it up. If you give him space, he will take it. That's what he does. You know why? When he was asked, where are you coming from? He said, I'm going to and fro. I'm looking for the person that I will devour. One more person to be deceived. And if you allow yourself to be deceived, the devil will make a mess of you. And the only way to escape deception from hell is to know the word. Oh my God. When you know what God has said, Eve missed it when she said, she was arguing, Eve would have just told devil, get out of here. I know what God said. He said we should not eat of this fruit. Get out. And that will be all. Because when the devil came to Jesus, three times he tried to tempt Jesus. What did Jesus say? It is written. It is what? You come to church, but you don't know what is written, the devil will write you off. That's why people get tired. They now start complaining. This Christianity thing, I don't know. Listen, to be a follower of Satan is hard. It's hard work. You really want to follow Satan? You know, I'll share with you. If you really want to follow Satan, you need to do some things. They give you conditions. You probably want to start visiting the graveyard regularly, hearing the voice of demons, you know. Have restrictions where you can see your mother dying and your money can enter, you know. Pain inflicted, pain, all manner of wicked things. But the blessings of the Lord make it rich. And he adds no sorrow. Glory to God. He says we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He says, for we wrestle not. I want you to get this. Everybody, listen to this. Listen to this. It will help you. Can we take it together? I want you to go. For we do not wrestle against flesh. So it's not about looking at your neighbor's house, close to your neighbor's window, and say, die by fire. Die. You kill all your neighbors, nobody will be in town. If all the die prayers are answered, targeted towards human beings, all human beings, half of the people on earth would have died because the whole world lies in wickedness. And that's why you don't target human beings when you're praying, you target the demons sitting through them. You handle the force that is compelling them. Somebody just wakes up and they are angry. They are bitter. They are bitter. There's a demon at work. You see somebody get angry and they don't mind. They can hit their head on the wall. They can break their gadgets. They bought it with their money. Hard-earned money. Oh, you bought this phone with your hard-earned money. iPhone something something Pro Max, whatever. And you get angry. I've seen people quarreling. They are not even married, boyfriend and girlfriend. And they're just quarreling. And the girl gets angry. She took the phone off the hand of the guy. She smashed it on the floor. Very expensive. When the phone is owned up to 400,000, 300,000 phone, and they smash it on the floor. You know what the devil is doing? The devil is telling to the guy, do your wars. They see, you know that kind of beat, after the beating, when they ask, you say there was a trailer accident. It was fatal. That's what you hear. The trailer accident, the trailer hits the keke marwa. I was just in front of the keke. I seen somebody who cooked a story that does not exist. After the guy she stayed with beat her. But you know what, brother? She went back. Some of you are laughing. If I ask you to raise your hand, it has happened to you before. Some of you are here. It possibly have happened to you. The devil is the devil holds people captive. He doesn't like them to go free. She was beaten blue-black. Lied that it was an Okada accident. By the time her mother and others finished treating her, she went back. May you not go back to evil. If it were people who are married, can start settling left and right and all that. This is not married. So let's look at it. For we do not wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. But against what? Against what? Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Wait, the rulers of the darkness of this age. Can you say it again now? The rulers of the darkness of this age. Now look at it. That means this age is covered by darkness, and the darkness has what? Rulers. This age. The rule, and guess what? From every age and dispensation, it gets worse. It gets worse. The rulers of the darkness. In other words, the thick darkness you see, there are rulers behind it. They are excited. They are happy to see things happening. War. They like chaos. They are waiting to see that one tribe will wake up and wipe out the whole nation. Go check what happened in many African countries. They started fighting for no reason. Liberian war was for no reason. And moved Liberia many years backwards. The devil doesn't like advancement. God is a God of civilization. I hear what I'm saying. When you see civilization change, advancement in technology, God is involved. But Satan doesn't like it. But whenever he comes, he takes advantage of it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The rulers of the darkness of this age. See, that's why you wonder, a child is born to this world and the child is born blind. How? You know, they had to ask Jesus, who sinned? And Jesus said, nobody has sinned. The power of the demons just did this work, but that the name of God will be what? Glorified. He came to church in the Sabbath and the woman was bent like this. She was bent. She couldn't walk. I can imagine a woman like that all her life. If she wants to sit down, she'll sit down in her house like this. She'll stand up. This is her standing up. And Jesus entered the synagogue that day, and when he got to the synagogue, he saw the woman. And after he looked at the woman, he said, wow, how come this daughter of Abraham? Can you see it? How come this daughter of Abraham is bound by the spirit of infirmity, these 17 years. So Jesus Christ knew that it was a spirit of infirmity that kept that woman bound. You know, the doctor would have said that, oh, there's this paralysis of the spinal cord, say something. Doctors always say something. They always have something to say. And it's not their fault. They're trained to do that. Are we here together? So the doctor would just say it is a cerebral spinal ventilation, you know, something. And if nothing is done, that woman will live like that and die like that. There are certain cancerous growths. You know, cancerous growths, they spread. They are influenced. They spread. Cancer spreads. I'm saying all this because after the communion tonight, cancer will die. Sicknesses, diseases, they will disappear. Then you will know that there is power in the name of Jesus. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions, upon all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. After the deliverance and everything, you have to be careful. Some people, that's what the devil makes fear. After deliverance, so you see, the pastor goes to the house and he takes special anointing and he puts all his children. I sprinkle you with the blood of Jesus. I sprinkle you with the blood of Jesus. I sprinkle you with the blood of Jesus. If you get a class, are you there to sprinkle them? What if the one you sprinkled evaporates? You don't need to sprinkle anybody with the blood of Jesus. He says, from henceforth, let no man trouble me. I bear in my body the mark of Jesus. He's on me already. It's on me. It's on me. I carry the mark.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? I just spoiled your theology. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, whenever you have dreams, you wake up from the dream and you just have the blood of Jesus. See, I shout the Holy Ghost fire. It works. You know why it works? The blood of Jesus will always work at any time, anywhere. If you shouted the name alone, it will work. Used to, it has to be that blood of Jesus. If you had mentioned Holy Ghost, it will work. But if fire is not attached, you know, there's something about fire. Yeah, I know you like it. I like fire. I like fire prayer. But you don't know that you are fire. He made his angel ministering spirits, his ministers flames of fire. Do you understand? At your appearance, they tremble. You really know who you are. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Okay, let's look at it together. Let's go. Take us back there. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, but not here. Take us back to... I want to show us something. Against the rulers and darkness of this world. Against what? Spiritual hosts. Listen. There's what we call the hosts of angels. Angels in their number. Thousands upon thousands. Then the Bible says there is what we call what? Spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. The ones that say everything you're doing will not prevail. Everything you're doing will not work. Daniel prayed, and one of them, the prince of Persia, withstood the prayer of Daniel. And for 21 days, Daniel's answer was released from heaven. The first day he started praying. For 21 days, Daniel kept praying because he didn't see the answer. It was the prince of Persia saying nothing. You can't go anywhere. And the answer was coming, but he stopped the angel there and said, you're not going anywhere. Then heaven sent reinforcement. Oh, reinforcement is coming for somebody today. Reinforcement is coming for somebody today. In the name of Jesus. And I'm sure when he saw Michael, he couldn't stand. You know, Gabriel is a messenger, so he's carrying message. Michael does not hear come. If you say go, he comes with a flaming sword. When he kicked Satan out of heaven, I know the devil will never forget. He will tell all his demons the story. He will always gather them and explain the story, how he was embarrassed, how he was put to shame, how his life became a mess. And you guess what? At the end of the age, God will tell Michael again, go and bind him. I love that. Torment. He kicked him out of heaven. At the end of age, God will tell Michael, go out. Catch that guy. Hold him tight. And Michael will hold him. I said, put him in the bottomless pit. And Michael will drop him. And he will be falling forever without getting to the bottom. You know what? You know what the bottomless pit is? You know, somebody is falling and eternal falling. It's bottomless pit. It's a pit that has no base. It's a pit. You keep falling. How art thou falling, O Lucifer? He came to the earth. Now God made a pit. He said, this one, you'll be falling forever. I created to deal with devils. I hear what I'm saying? Jesus said it. He said it very clear. He said, to this purpose, the Son of Man was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of darkness. So when he said he has sent you, he sent you here to destroy works of darkness. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are here to ensure that the works of darkness is what? Destroyed. Can I tell you the first thing you need to do when you get born again? You need to learn how to do when you get born again. What's the first thing you should learn when you get born again? What? What is the first expectation from a believer? A person who gets born again, what's the first? I hope you don't make noise. Okay. What's the first? What do I expect from you? She gets born again today. Stand up. So she gets born again. Listen to me. I want you to know what the word of God says about you. So that you know who you are. So that if you are not living the life, you know that something is wrong. And you just have to stand and make up your mind. You see, she gets born again today.
She has accepted Jesus into her heart as a Lord and Savior. Are we here together? As soon as that happens, the Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast them. You are automatically a demon caster. Do you hear what I said? The first exercise that you need to have after salvation is casting devils out. If you have not started doing it, you're making a big mistake. You are not exercising your authority. Go read the Bible. Look at what it says. You can show us there. The Bible. It says, these signs shall follow them that... These signs shall follow them that do what? Them that do what? The next thing it says, in my name... But how come people speak in tongues, they don't cast devils? The first thing I learned when I got born again in ministry was demon casting. People came to church and they hand them over to us. We start casting devils. Get out in the name of... I get excited when they're running and they're screaming. Ooh, ooh, and I get excited. I'm so happy. You get back home and you feel like a king. I talked to the devil and the devil went out. But you see, you don't need any special thing to do that. All you just need is to be saved. In my name, you're not going by yourself. You are born again. So you have right and authority to the name of who? Jesus. So you can look at the devil and say, you devil, get out in the name of Jesus. He said, in my name, you cast out devil. If you believe it, it will happen. Can you imagine? The guys that Jesus sent out, 70 of them that went out to preach. Wait, listen. Did they have Holy Spirit inside of them? They knew Jesus as salvation. They encountered him as salvation. They were not born again. Oh, Peter was not born again when he was casting devils. He wasn't born again. I'm scared of going like that because of the sound, so I'm thinking. Jesus, if you read the Bible, it says, as at that time, Jesus was not yet glorified. They didn't even have the Holy Spirit because the Bible says that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. He said he was telling them about the Spirit that is supposed to come after he has left. So while he was there, the Spirit had not yet come. So these guys went out just with the name of Jesus. Guys, listen to me. Judas Iscariot cast out devil. 12 of them. He said he sent 12 of them out and they went out in twos. Then the next time, 70 of them. Are we here together? So Judas could cast out devils. So if you cannot cast devil now, oh my, I'm surprised. I'm telling you the truth. You must be able to. Those were the exercises. I remember one time my mom came and she was like, leave this girl alone, leave this girl alone. I said, let's finish this work because, you know, some demons are very stubborn. One person can have up to 5,000 demons, 6,000 in the person. Yes, they manifest in very funny ways. For instance, if you heard Beelzebub, the Lord of the flies, flies, they go in mass, is that not? Flies go in mass. So you can see flies zzz, like that. They could be up to 10,000. And the demon like that can entire a person. But one of them will now be the captain. It is that one's name that they will call. Because in the realm of darkness, demons also have hierarchy and they respect authority. So you see that fear is in a place. And while fear is in that place operating, fear can harbor depression and they will not quarrel. Depression and fear will live together. They'll be fine. When it's time for depression to manifest, fear will say, Sean, sir. When it's time for fear to manifest, depression will say, right on, sir. Hierarchy. I know you didn't plan this for service this evening. I didn't plan it either. Child of God, listen to me. You have authority. The earlier you know it, the better. The earlier you know it, the better. I want you to know it like your life depends on this. The earlier you know it, the better. The reason Jesus Christ told them to go tarry in the upper room was not because they didn't have anything at all. They had something, but he wanted them to have the indwelling. He wanted them to have the Holy Ghost inside. So he said, behold, I give you shall receive what? Power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon. So look at the guys that cast the devil. So they didn't have the kind of power. So now that you rebe de 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 and you just see a small demon, you're now shouting like a demon. You should be casting out a demon. You hear noise in your window at night. You just hear noise and then the song. The kind of song we have never sang in Potters. Holy Ghost fire, pursue them. Holy Ghost fire, pursue them. Anywhere demons are gathered, Holy Ghost fire. How? I don't know what exactly is happening to you. Can I tell you what you're doing? Expression of fear. That's not faith. The word is ready even in thy mouth. The word of faith which we speak. Can you shut up? Don't make that noise there. And that's all. Anywhere demons are gathered. So you're looking for where they are gathered when they're at your window already. You should talk to them there and you're asking where they are gathered. They will be looking, they will say, ah, we are here already. Are you asking for where they are gathered? Behold, I give unto you what? Power. I give unto you power. These signs shall follow them that believe. My name, they will cast out devil. They will speak with what? New tongues. Many people are particular about speaking with new tongues because that's what they saw after the power of the Holy Ghost came upon the people. But you fail to realize that after the power of the Holy Ghost came upon them, they also had, the apostles were casting out demons. Listen, look at me. Put your hand on your chest. I cast demons. It is my calling. It is my life. I deal with devils. For this purpose I was born. To stop all the devils in my father's house. I am a territorial commander. Let all the devils hear it. Listen. Don't join those people who say things like, I'm very careful. I don't want to talk about devil. Let devil not show up. Listen, the devil is not nice. Look at me. The devil doesn't like any of you here. Look at me. Every single one of you seated here, the devil hates you with passion already. So trying to pamper the situation and say, if you call devil, he will rise. Did you call him before he turned a little child to be dumb? You didn't call him. You don't need to call the devil for him to show up. It is his nature to be evil. So you're walking around the street and you say because you did not call the devil. Did anybody call the devil for innocent people to walk around the road and a trailer came and cleared all of them? You don't have to call the devil. Anytime the devil wants to express himself, he expresses himself with violence. So he just looks at today and he needs some blood to suck. So he will just say, let's get onto the highway. And he will just tell this one, the driver, you just move left now. And that one goes left. Boom. Push. Sometimes it's not brake failure. Sometimes the guy is just off control. Sometimes you ask some people. That's why when you see people shout, Jesus, sometimes the car stops. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes the car is moving and the person who shouted Jesus is moved out of the road. Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. I've seen people, you're in the bus together and the person is reciting Tesbih or something, and there's something like, Jesus. I say, oh, is Jesus part of the Tesbih, something, what do they call that thing? Rosary. You understand? The person is doing the Islamic rosary. I said, Jesus. Jesus. Ah! I said, ah! You can't call Jesus. Everybody knows that Jesus is the name that saves. They know. It is recorded in their books. It is recorded in their books that a man came. He did miracles. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Even the prophet, they claim to be the last prophet. He didn't do no miracle. Oh, Jesus was a miracle worker. And I'm a miracle worker. Can you hear me? That's who we are. Can you say, that's who we are? Medical science will not be able to explain what will happen to people's life in this meeting tonight. The miracles that will break forth, the signs and wonders as you take that communion, it gets into you. I declare the power of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost will fill the whole of your being afresh. Sicknesses and diseases will disappear. Fears and doubts will disappear. Oppressions will be gone for life. In the name of Jesus, somebody say, I have power. Are you hearing me? You can't be oppressed. Oh, not the believer. You can't be oppressed. Every time the devil reacts, it's because he's afraid. I told you. You start praying, all of a sudden he reacts. He's afraid. You prayed and all of a sudden you saw yourself in a dream. After 3 days dry fasting, you were almost sexually molested or even sexually molested. Stand up and say, Satan, you still failed. Rabba da gaba 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 gaba. Leko sakata. Stay there. Time will come when he sees you. the person they sent to molest will run him. You know why? He's only reacting. He's reacting. How many of you have seen how you put your dog in the compound? You know, you put a bulldog in the compound, you chain it down, and you're trying to bring a guest to the house. I say, the dog is chained. And he say, thank you, I've heard you. It's only you that know that the dog is what? Chained. All the guest needs to hear is, whoa. If he hears, whoa, you say no. You say it's chained. Put it inside the cage. You put it inside the cage, you'll be looking if there's padlock. Say, the way I'm looking at this, your cage, there's no padlock, girl. You say, no, we usually don't put padlock. Can't you see the eye? You say, ah, no, I'm not entering again. The devil is a dog. He's not even a lion. The Bible says he goes about like a roaring lion. Like, he's not a lion. He goes like, pretends. He takes the nature of what God uses to depict something. He wants to take that image, but he's not it. You are the lion. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because the Lion of Judah lives inside of you. Are you hearing what I'm saying, child of God? Somebody sits down and say, ah, I like this thing, Pastor Espiritu. Don't like it. I want you to do it. I want you to go back home and do what I'm saying. Don't go. Don't say, I like what Pastor is saying. I wish I can say it. No. It's not in the same. If it were in the same, we would not be where we are today. I moved several years and watched the devil make a lot of embarrass himself. Right before my eyes, I said, you have embarrassed yourself again. Yeah? You don't even have common sense of honor. And he will come again. You will beat him. He will come again. You flog him. He's an idiot. You know, after Jesus dealt with the devil, the Bible says he went for a while. Somebody that doesn't have house, what do you expect? He's going out. They asked him. He said, where are you coming from? Look at what he said. He said, I'm going to and fro the earth. And that's the person you want to be scared of. When the Bible says concerning you, that you are the temple of the living God. You are housing God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I house God. Somebody say, I house God. This is where he stays. Where does God live? He lives here. He lives here. The consciousness has to be inside of you. He has to stay there. He has to stick. He has to be there. You must live in that reality. You must live in that consciousness. Some of us, the consciousness will start in the physical, then we enter your spirit dream world. But some people, they've been flogging you in the dream. I understand. But now, with this knowledge, you see what will happen. What I'm saying is entering you. It's what we call osmosis and diffusion. It's a process. As I'm speaking these things, it's entering some of you. It is entering. It's moving from a level of higher concentration. And it's filling you up like that. Time will come. The same things that stopped you before will not be able to stop you again. I've been there before. I know what I'm telling you. The last time in my life I ever thought of checking a pornographic site, I can't remember. What? If the thought ever crosses my mind, it will catch fire. You know what? There's a way you position your mind. You position your mind will be like a burning furnace of fire. It's scanning anything that is coming. Where's the virus? How many of you know how antivirus work? When you put an antivirus to motion, every virus inside the system, it begins to scan. It begins to touch. It says, guard your heart with all diligence. Out of it flows the issues of life. So any fire that is flowing through my heart is scanning it. If there is a virus fan, it will pick it up and put it out. Shake off the beast. Why? It is training over time. It didn't happen in one day. It was a training. Conscious training. The thought is coming. And I said, anytime. I've told my antivirus. I said, anytime this kind of thought moves, catch it. It's a virus. Who will have a Holy Ghost antivirus? How many of you have seen? My antivirus? Holy Ghost antivirus. You know, they use different... What are those antivirus they use? Smarter, whatever they call them. But you know, this one working here is Holy Ghost antivirus. Holy Ghost and fire antivirus. Holy Ghost and fire antivirus. When the devil is coming, all you just need to do is to stand with the name of Jesus, because you know that there is power in the name of Jesus. After this meeting, the name of Jesus carries weight in your mouth. I say carries weight in your mouth. In the name of Jesus. How it carries weight in your mouth is by the revelation of the knowledge that you have. The more knowledge you have, the more weightier it is. It's knowledge that makes it carry that weight. Now you know light. Then you say, devil, if you come again, I will show you. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? We're going to pray tonight. You're going to pray. You're going to exercise your authority. The devil is trying to bring you into bondage. You tell him, I can never be put there. I can never be put there. God has not given me the spirit of bondage to fear. The spirit of bondage again to fear. He has given me the spirit of what? Boldness and sound mind. Boldness and sound mind. Every time it is 1 week to exam, you are shaking. You are shaking. You don't know what is wrong with you. You were not like that when the semester started, but all of a sudden, every time you just take in, the devil begins to put off in your mind, you are shaking. It was not the devil that even did anything. It was your fear that killed the seed. Child of God, listen to me. Fear is destructive. Do you know how many things fear killed? Job said, the thing that I fear most has come upon me. Anything you start fearing can come upon you. I hear people confess very strange things. I'm afraid I'll lose my job. Woo! 3 months down the line, you see them say, I lost it. You say, oh, no, I said it that time. Yes. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. You said it. That's why it happened. As soon as the fear is coming, say, no, I can't lose my job. It's not possible. It's not possible. There's a rule of exemption in my own life. I'm exempted. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I want you to go home with this authority. Let it stay in you. Why? It was the blood of Jesus that settled it. As we take this blood of Jesus tonight, as we drink of this blood and partake of his flesh, let the strength and the life of Jesus well up inside of you. You are going home with your authority. You are going home to take your place. In the name of Jesus, whatever harassed you before, you will harass those things. Whatever tried to stop you before, you will stop those things. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and you're going to pray. Rise up now. Holy Spirit, I declare by the revelation of this truth, the power of God is quickening me. In the name of Jesus, the power at work inside of me is quickened. There is power inside of you already. There is power inside of you already. The believer is not looking for power. He has power. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power. It takes the activation of the word and the spirit of obedience to quicken that power. The power of God at work in me, it is quickened in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to lose my husband. I'm not going to lose my children. I'm not going to lose my business. I can die before my time. It's not possible, because greater is he that is in me. I'm not going to lose my business space. It's not possible, because God has got me covered. Go ahead and pray. Don't stop. Go ahead and pray. As you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you're activating. As you're saying it, you're activating. By knowledge, people prevail. It's inside me. I hear the of the Lion of Judah. It's inside me. I hear the Lion of Judah is inside me.
are trying you, he's in trouble. You are going back to show the devil. You are going back to show him. You are going back to tell him, I am wiser. I am stronger. I am better. Now I know better. You can't try that around me anymore. You can't try that mess. You can't try that mess. I fell the last time. I can't fall again. I was hooked in addiction before. I can't be hooked again. You got me the last time. You can't get me anymore. Now I know. Yourself. Never, never. You are not a sex addict. You are not a drug addict. You are not an angry woman. You are not an angry man. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The power of God is working. The Holy Ghost is tearing up a force inside of you. You are breaking the limits. You are conquering the mountains. You are stronger than you thought. The grace of God is multiplied by the knowledge you have received. Grace is multiplied. Peace is multiplied. Don't let the devil lie to you. You are stronger. The power of God is inside of you. The day you got born again, heaven took residence in you. Heaven is inside of you, child of God. Heaven is inside of you. The power that created the universe is there. Don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let him lie to you. That ulcer, that ulcer, every wound that refused to dry up in your belly, in your chest, in your intestine, Christ in me, 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 Christ in me. That anger is not there. That anger is fading away. It's fading away. Yakobo Shabarabadadaya. That fear fades away. Rabadadadadadadadaya. Eleko Subregalaba Shota. Ranadaya. I am more than a conqueror. I am more than an overcomer. I'm not going back to my addiction. I was addicted before. I'm not going back anymore. Christ in me. Christ in me. The hope of glory. Something is happening to somebody here now. The Holy Ghost is finishing work on you. He's claying work on you. The lies of the devil, they are fading. God is dealing with mindsets now. Mindset, mindset, mindset. As I travel, I will bring forth. As I travel, I will bring forth. As I travel, I will bring forth. A new you. You are bringing forth a new you. A new you is emerging. A new you is emerging. A new you is emerging. You are betting a new you by the Holy Ghost. As a travel, I will bring forth.
As a travel, I will bring
forth. Those online, connect, pray. Shabara, Nalaba, Regan, Elevaya. Elepo, Sob, Regan, Elevaya. Ragadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad Can you shout it, power? Can you shout it, power? Shout it, power. 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 The chains are breaking, power. The chains are breaking. Addiction's gone. Fear is gone. Doubt's gone. Any demon spirit attaching itself to you at night, claiming any nonsense around you, know you not that your body are the temple of the living God. Shenomon of God, the Loboya. You came to the wrong address. You came to the wrong address. This is the home of fire. This is the home of fire. He has made his ministers a flame of fire. That's who I am in Christ Jesus. Mighty name of prayer. The most stubborn issue is the issue of strongholds of the mind, where the devil says you cannot come out. And you believe it. Hear me. Wherever you are is a product of the mindset that you have sustained. You agree that's why he's there. Do you know what he said when he said that thing to them? Behold, I give unto you power. He said, whatsoever you bind on earth, it's bound on earth. Whatsoever you bind in heaven. So the power he gave us is heaven and what? On earth. Then you are talking about the power on earth. On this earth. No, that's a small thing. The devil says you cannot. You can't come out of that anger. It was in your lineage. It was your family. You didn't know I switched lineage when I accepted Jesus. Devil, are you not aware that I have shifted lineage? This is Zion. He said you will say concerning them, these ones were born in Zion. 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 They were not born of the will of the flesh, but they were born of the will of God. And whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even my faith. Faith that I cannot be held bound. Faith that I cannot stay there. Every mindset. I want to deal with some strongholds right now. There are mindsets. Mindsets that you have held about sicknesses and diseases. That they are just normal. They are not just normal, sir. Demons operate with it. You were hot. All of a sudden, you are becoming cold. Ah! Who said that word? Who told you that thing? What did they say that has gotten you to that point? Every mindset that is not a forward mindset in Christ, that does not announce the glory and the beauty of heaven in your life. Every mindset that is limiting, that does not reveal your identity, who you are in Christ Jesus, I command right now. It says, casting down all imagination. Every imagination you have held, every mindset you have sustained, whatever the devil has programmed in your mind that is holding you, I declare by the revelation of the truth of Jesus, light break forth upon you in the name of Jesus. Light break forth upon you in the name of Jesus. Light break forth upon you in the name of Jesus. What is yours is yours. The job is yours. You are getting it in the name of Jesus. That opportunity is yours. You are getting it in the name of Jesus. It's not possible for anybody in social family to say what? Who said that? Well, if you said that, it's okay. You are talking to the people in that family. I hail from Zion. In our own family, we are unstoppable. In our own family, we are undefeated. In our family, we conquer. In our family, we come like those who have the brightness of the sun in their eyes. We cannot be stopped. Are you hearing what I'm saying, child of God? One prayer will close. As I take this blood of Jesus, everything that does not glorify God, it is in this meeting like this you will hear, where somebody will appear and say, ah, the growth disappeared. The HIV disappeared. One of our meetings, Oxano conference, somebody came to tell me in confidence. He said, I was HIV positive. After the Oxano, that meeting, everything is gone. HIV. He wasn't comfortable sharing it with everybody. Neklianta ontaria batanadash. The blood touched the ground and the earth quake. The blood that touched the ground and the earth quake. And you came from the earth. Everything in this earthen body will quake tonight. Everything that does not glorify God will quake tonight. Addictions that does not glorify God will quake tonight. Fears will quake tonight. Unbelief will quake tonight. In the name of Jesus.
See, I'm really getting late, sir. I'm considering. I'm 28. I'm 35. Says what? Who said you will not get married? Whoever said that? Where are they from? Who is he that has said a thing when God has not spoken? Whoever can command a thing that God has not commanded? Every proclamation made over your life that God has not made by whoever from whatever source, negative words hanging over you, and has placed a limitation. Today, by the power in the name of Jesus, I declare they are nullified in the name of Jesus. You are entering your new heights. You are stepping into your fresh realms. Realms of eternal glory. Realms of ceaseless exploits. The next time something strange happens in your compound, go there and cast out the devil. When you go there and say, I command you, spirit of infirmity, get out. Somebody brings an issue to you, and your first suggestion as a believer is hospital. No. Pray first. When you're done praying, there may be no need for the surgery. When you're done praying, the tumor might have disappeared. If you believe it, it will disappear. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Somebody comes and says, I have a headache. His first question is, oh, have you taken paracetamol? No. Every headache disappear out in the name of Jesus. How do you feel? That should be the first question. The core value of this church is spirituality. That's spirituality. Everything is tested on spirituality first. Medical science is very good. Nothing is wrong. But let's start with our foundation. Don't leave your foundation and start with another thing. Say, I'm going for a job interview. I'm really scared. I'm not sure I'm going to stop. Every spirit of fear, I command you out in the name of Jesus. When you go there, tell them. One of the guys that got a job here, when we just started fresh, I told him, I said, when you enter there, go like a lion. He says, by the time he came back, he had two options. Two clear options. Two telecoms coming at the same time. He said, Pastor, I'm really scared. I said, what? Scared? Go like a lion. Tell them it is my job. I have it. I'm not scared. And after the meeting, everything they said, are you confident? He said, I'm confident. I can do it. It's my job. I have it. That's exactly what he said. By the time he came back, they saw the confidence. Say, this guy said it's correct. That's how he got it. Another person went there with spirit of fear. He said, people should consider my brother. My mother, and that's the 10 stories that I don't say. My mother swallowed spoon. My grandfather has swallowed pain. I'm the only person in my family that is our helper. God forbid. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Stand your ground as a child of God. Can you say that I'm a child of God? Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. As you come before the communion table tonight, everything that Jesus settled on the cross of Calvary that is lingering within and around your body, your mind, your soul, today they disappear permanently. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Paul speaking. 2 seconds, hold on. Before they start taking the communion. He said, I have received of the Lord that which I give unto you. That the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, I received it by revelation. It was not Peter that told me. The apostles did not explain it to me. He said, no, I have received.